Darren McFadden behind him. They run the stretch play right side. Ayers grabs McFadden and pulls him down for a loss of two on the play.
Last week's quick turnaround and playing two games in 5 days was a challenge, but the Broncos won in Oakland and were able to enjoy the long weekend thinking about a win rather than stewing over a loss. A three-day break in December is rare in the NFL, but for the Broncos, it sure came at a good time. Baltimore Ravens are next on the schedule, who are 5-1 at home this season.
Nice to get a couple days off, just take a mental break. You know, this time of year, it's just a grind. And to get a small break at the end, I think it helps a lot. So now it's time to go back to work and get ready for this game.
Bannon goes back to Baltimore, where he played for 4 years, and as a Raven, had a front row seat to see how Peyton Manning played against the Ravens. They faced each other 4 times, and Bannon lost all of them.
I know when I was in Baltimore, we could never beat Peyton and the Colts, and, you know, it is nice to have number 18 with us, and, you know, we got to win on all fronts this week. We got a lot of work to do. It's a huge game. You know, make no mistake about it, going into Baltimore, it's not easy for anybody, so we got to be ready to go.
Yeah, we're playing a very good team in Baltimore, so, you know, it'll be a good measuring stick where we are.
A good measuring stick, no doubt. Ravens haven't missed the playoffs since 2007. From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.